strong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 26th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How are you doing, Puya?
I'm doing well, Taryn. I think we have a lot of things to inform people on, but breaking news before we get into it, as millennials, I need to let everyone know, no, we do not use roll-on deodorant on the McNuggets. That's not a thing that everyone does. I don't know where that came from, but I think we have to say it before we even start and then just bury it and move on.
Yeah, if you're wondering, I bet if I proposed the question to you, who do you think in the house did that? I bet most people in the chat right now would be able to answer my question.
Yeah, I think if everyone bet their stocks on it, they'd double up. Like, pretty sure everyone knows who did it.
Yeah. It's the same person who had some gross moments elsewhere in the day as well. We'll get to it all, I'm sure. We are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 37 in the house. Day 37. And we had an eviction, we had an HOH, and we have some new plans for the week here, Puya.
Yes, new is up for debate, but we have new plans going with the new HOH, let's say, just the new HOH.
Yes, and also a new, slightly new visual here for the update. Hope everyone enjoys it.
Yeah, you're looking as dapper as ever, Karen.
Still working on fine tuning it, but I think it looks nice.
I'd give you the thumbs up.
Oh, thank you, Puya.
Of course.
All right, so let's talk about this here. So early in the day before the eviction, we had some arguments. Some fights between Kat and Jackson. The feeds kind of cut a bit when they got into the fights, and that tends to be what happens when Jackson and Kat get into fights lately. So we don't know like a ton of what's happening there, but they got into something.
Yeah, the full extent of it is that he made Kat cry, and Kat was not happy. He was being rude to her. And this is kind of the Jackson we've come to know. Now, he has his outbursts, and he probably said things that he shouldn't have. He said things aggressively that he shouldn't have. And it just like hit Kat like a ton of bricks, which I'm not surprised. We've seen these two guys pipe up multiple times, and it is very aggressive. So poor Kat had to deal with it, but she had the comfort of Tommy and, surprisingly enough, Jack after this happened. So at least there's that as consolation.
Yeah, she was in tears. She was very, very upset by Jack. I think that this is, you know, often what's happening is that, you know, Kat and Jackson will get into it a bit and then she'll come back around on Holly and on Jackson. That had been happening for the last month or so. But ever since that that big fight they got into a few days ago, Kat has been strictly anti-Jackson, and this fight only continues that trend. And as you saw in the eviction episode, that she is actually going to be voting to evict Jackson, and she really wants to make that happen.
Yeah, she's putting it out there. She's manifesting it on the live show, which honestly, at this point, I will take that 1,000 times over any shout out. So that was fun to see.
All right. So tension was also building between Christy and Nick as Nick continues to try to convince people like Jackson that Christy is coming for them. Nick is continuing to try to say that Christy is dangerous and a liar and all of these things. And Christy's getting very upset with Nick that he's besmirching her name.
Defamation. Yeah, here, Nick, here's a note for you, man. Yes, what you're saying is true. You have every reason to say it. More power to you. But when someone has a power that everyone publicly knows, probably not the best move to be besmirching that person's name, because no one's going to want to touch Christie until the power is gone. And the only crazy person that would do it maybe is Jackson. But even in that scenario, word is traveling a lot in this house. The reason Bella is about to leave is because word travels a lot in this house. Like, no better. I mean, I say no better. I don't think he would know better. It's Nick. But frustrations will happen regardless.
So we eventually get to the eviction where Bella is evicted by a vote of 8-2 and she goes out of the house. Nick cries for a while and then they get to the HOH competition, which was not a wall, but pretty similar. We had similar results here.
Yeah, just about. My favorite part of the night would have been you tweeting out, "Ooh, not a wall. This means that the six shooter, anyone outside the six shooters has a shot now." That quickly changed within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
But it was a fresh comp. It was a different comp visually. So I'll take it.
I enjoyed it. I do think it's slightly different from a wall. It requires slightly different skill set, as we eventually saw, because Jackson lasted quite a while in this competition and he would not have lasted a while in a wall competition. So it's basically like a wall competition, only the like taller athletic males have more of a shot. But still, ultimately, at the end of the day here, we saw the same people that would have won the wall were up there for this competition. And ultimately, it's about the same.
Yeah, the big difference for me, I guess, is that you're using a lot more of your muscles, whereas like you're just standing there. This kind of gave you the permission. If you have fine tuned a lot of your body, you can use the ropes and stuff to kind of like stretch out and like rest this part, focus on that part. And once you got a hang of it, it looked like a lot of them, Jackson in particular, was kind of solid, knew what he was doing. His positioning was very powerful. So that worked out. Whereas on a wall, you're really like just fighting gravity and that's about it. So, I mean, but you still got all the BB tropes. You got your liquid slapping everyone in the face and all that stuff. That was still there like a wall comp, but it was a little bit different.
Yeah, I mean, basically, this is, for this season at least, even worse than a wall, because it trades where Nicole might have had a shot on the wall. It traded Nicole, people like Nicole having a shot with people like Jackson having a shot. It's like, wrong direction for this season. Oh, boy. So there you go. So we quickly saw Jessica and Nicole go down, as we talked about on the recap last night. Sam and Nick quickly followed. And then we lost people like Christy and Jack and Tommy. Tommy, I think, probably could have lasted a lot longer here. He was really like playing around. He was the first person to do the strategy of letting go of one of the handles and just like really like splitting out, which ultimately ended up being the dominant strategy of the competition. But eventually he lost completely the other handle and the other foot hold. And so he was stuck on one. And that's when he eventually went down. I don't know if he did this on purpose or if he genuinely lost it, or if he was like, I don't really need to win this, so I'm willing to take more risks. And then he genuinely lost it because he was taking more risks, because he didn't feel like he needed it. But Tommy also goes down, and eventually it comes down to four people left for a while: Holly, Sis, Kat, and Jackson.
Yeah. Just to quickly touch on the Tommy stuff, I felt similarly. I couldn't tell if he was playing it up or not. It got to a point where I'm like, you've been in this long enough, you're not just acting up, because now you look threatening regardless of how it plays. I do fully suspect, Karen, that no matter what he was thinking and feeling, come Sunday, we're going to hear that he threw it. That's personally my guess here. But these four put on a clinic. The remaining four did really well. And this was probably one of the longer endurance comps we've had in a while.
Yeah, I don't think they expected it either.
No, definitely not. I think everyone with like they expected it to be more like Jessica within like 25, 30 minutes. We're all done. But this went on for about, 2.5 hours?
Yeah, it was a while. It really, we did the whole podcast and then I went live on Twitch afterward, and it still took a while after that before they eventually finished the competition. So Final four people left. This might have been during the final four people or before the final four people, but either way, we did talk about it last night. Jackson is going to go to the bathroom up there.
Yeah. Don't worry, everyone. It was a number one. Yeah. I know that was your big worry, but it was just the number one. Yeah. What a sight to see in the big, big brother house. Jackson completely let go, not of the ropes, but of his bodily functions. And everyone cheered. Everyone cheered like he was Suri in Game Changers going over that beam after a long time. Woo! Woo! Yeah, you did it. You went to the bathroom in front of everyone. What a guy. I did put a tweet out there, Taryn. My official guest now. Lock it in. His BB comic name is going to be the Golden Reliever. Put it in marker. It's happening. You're welcome.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, well, this is what we've come down to.
I mean, I feel like personally, this is the perfect representation of what this season has been, because you have Jackson up there literally going to the bathroom and everyone else is clapping and applauding him like that's the greatest thing he could have done. And that just represents what's been happening all season long with these people patting themselves on the back about their pretty poor behavior. So, you know, never say that Big Brother isn't deep.
Yeah, a very self-congratulatory group. They definitely are very humble. Anthony would be proud of them for being this humble.
All right. So that happened. Jackson is eventually going to fall right into his own puddle of bathroom.
Puddle of bathroom. Yeah. Yeah. Karma is something.
He didn't seem to mind. Then it's going to come down to Holly, Kat, and Sis, but very, very soon after Jackson goes down, Kat is also going down. This felt to me very much like she was waiting for him to fall, and she is going to confirm later in the night that was the case. A little obvious about that one, Kat.
Yeah, that should have probably held on a little bit more. But I mean, she ultimately gets the objective she wanted, which is Jackson is not HOH, therefore I'm not worried. Because I think also the entire fight that earlier that day, I mean, I don't blame her for feeling like if Jackson is HOH, I could end up on the block somehow. So good call. Probably played a little longer would have been better. Mm.
So it comes down to Holly and Sis. At this point, I think most of us were like, all right, competition's over. Not to these women, though.
Nope.
Because there's something that the HOH gets. They get a shower. A shower covered in poison ivy, sure. But a shower nonetheless, and time and place are very important for people like Holly and Jackson. And so they really want to get that shower. Nah, they didn't say that, but I mean, look, they were really actually fighting each other for this HOH. Holly mentioned that she really wanted to drop at various points in time, but Jackson in particular kept being like, no, no, you stay up there. You stay. Don't you dare drop. And so Holly stayed, and Sis really wanted to win. She was even going like, Hey, I could stay up here all night. Don't even. And Holly was like, I want to give it to you. And Jackson would be like, no. And so, Holly stays up for quite a while until eventually Sis falls and Holly is our new HOH.
Yeah, they went about a full 50 minutes after Kat dropped, just the two of them. And I like how you've been talking about how Catherine and Christy kind of start looking the same. Based on this competition, Sis and Holly looked a lot the same because their poses were kind of synchronized at the same time with the movement. So that was cool to see. Jackson was not budging. Anytime Sis was trying to put a deal out there, Jackson was like, Holly, don't listen. You got this. And like, you know, this is a lot. This is a lot that we're going to see probably in the DR come through on Sunday, where these people are all supposed to be in the same squad. Once Nick dropped there, once Kat dropped even, it should be done. Like, you guys are all good. We're good to go. But clearly, this civil war between Jackson and the others has been a little bit of a thing where Jackson did not feel safe enough to just let Sis have it. So Holly perseveres. Holly takes the win. The shower is hers. The pictures are hers. And the robe is hers. So good on Holly.
Yes. And of course, Holly is going to climb down a bit instead of, you know, just dropping straight down. And instead of completely falling into the mat below, she falls straight into Jackson's loving and, I imagine, quite dirty arms.
Yeah, it's not a big difference at that point. You didn't get saved. You just got into a more soaked position.
Mm.
Or romantically, I guess, but yikes.
Yeah. All right. So then, you know, because Jackson hadn't been able to take a shower yet. So he's still clearly very dirty. So that's when we get to feeds cut for a while. They come back. Jackson finally gets to clean up a bit by taking some deodorant straight to the source.
Well, yeah, like the smell would have been the issue. That's really, really the problem here. I'm glad he was able to cover that with roll-on deodorant. We're not even talking spray, roll-on. You're going to reuse that again? Once you've done that, you throw that away. What? Do better.
Mm.
Again, millennials don't do this. This is a Jackson thing only, exclusively. Don't do it.
I mean, feels like not a good idea. I mean,
no.
You gotta be kind to yourself, and deodorant's got some harsh stuff in it.
Yeah, no, and directly to the genitalia. I'll tell you, there is a phrase known as the Persian shower. As a Persian, I will tell you what it is. It's when you use a lot of cologne, but that's just on the upper body. That's just a regular thing. It's just overusing. I don't know what the phrase is for this. This is the yikes spice. I don't know what this is, but don't do it. Basically, just don't do it.
Well, you know, when you guys tuned in this morning, I bet this was not what you were expecting.
This takes me back to when me, you, and Bruno were recapping that one BB Can episode about the taco smell.
Mm.
And it's kind of reminiscent of that, but only worse.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. We'll never have to talk about this again if no one else in the world does it.
All right, so I do believe that that Tommy and Christy did get the punishments as well. I don't think we got any word on what they are yet.
No clue yet. We'll find out probably sometime today, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I do think the most common thought is the Caleb Victoria of being latched on together in some kind of vine ivy type thing.
Yes, which is what we talked about last night. And also no word yet on this field trip.
No, which again, that would probably be something we'll find out on Sunday. And I'm assuming that's when voting will open, maybe.
Yeah. Now, I have seen some people mention that, hey, Julie didn't say one of the three field trip people would be in danger. She said that one person would be in danger because of the field trip, which theoretically could imply that you're not voting for the people you hate the most. You're voting for people you want to have a power to then have the ability to put somebody else in danger.
Yeah.
So just keep that in mind as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Are we picking three people? Then they have to vote together. So I don't know. There's zero ideas until we get more clarification. But it's either one of the two. Either we're voting for people we like and want to have this, or we're voting for people we don't like to have to deal with this. So we'll find out on Sunday probably.
Yeah, and honestly, it's like, are we voting for this? For this? Is it this kind of voting or this kind of voting? What kind of power is it going to be? Who's going to be put in danger? And then ultimately, how is this not going to impact this week? Because it's still going to be Nick or Sam.
Yeah, it's not going to. Yeah, it's again, what we've learned from Twist now, they slow the gameplay and they bust. Those are like the two things that have been happening with recent Twists. So one or the other is going to happen, or both.
Yeah. All right. So Holly, being our new HOH, she is going to come into the house. Jackson is going to be very, very pleased because he has his Raisin Bran Crunch back. He can eat all he wants now.
Yeah,
watermelon.
Now.
Hmm? Yeah. Hey, well, look, Puya, he doesn't have to eat in the shower like a shower eater anymore.
Yeah. I think that's his favorite room in the house. He's done everything in the shower. Literally everything in the shower. It's his favorite place to be.
He's going to come away from this experience. And he's gonna look for a new place to live. He's gonna be like, guys, all I need is a shower and I'm good. That's all I need. I got everything covered.
Yeah. Like people look for, you know, two bed, two bath. He's like, yeah, two bed and then storage and then a walk-in shower, like a big room that's just a shower. I'm in. Sign me up.
Yeah. What I'm looking for, you know how at gyms or at things like that, there's like these big, just open showers. I'm looking for something along those lines. I'm thinking about, you know, half kitchen, half shower. Maybe, you know, I'm ideally I've got some water coming down on me and I'm cooking some steaks with my left hand and I'm rubbing some body with my right hand.
Yeah. It's like the toilet kitchen from the league, only it's the shower kitchen and it's traumatizing.
Yeah. And lots of benches.
Yeah.
And other props for purposes.
Purposes.
Yeah.
Hey, multitasker.
All right. So Sis is going to talk with Kat. Sis is still upset about the HOH results. And she's really annoyed because she wanted to win. She wanted to win this competition. She wanted to win something. And Holly wouldn't give it to her. Why wouldn't you give it to her? Jackson kept saying that Holly needed to stay up there. It's like they don't trust her. I don't like this. This is not good.
Yeah. Well, half of it is Jackson. The other half is Holly Sis being the type of person to not be like, what if I put myself in their shoes? Or what if they are feeling the same way I'm feeling? Like, I really want to win. They really want to win. So it makes sense that she stayed up there, even because I trust her. She should trust me. Like, Sis and Jack's coupling, so to speak, they have the same mentality of, this was my comp. Last week, Jack was saying it. Last night, it was Sis. So like, endurance is kind of like my thing. So I really should have been the one to win this one. Well, Sis, on behalf of everybody, I'm kind of happy you didn't win. Sorry.
Yeah. Now, Kat does something. It might be my favorite thing that Kat's done. This is what I want to see from Kat. I really enjoyed it. So Jess was talking to Kat prior to this conversation, very briefly. And Jess was like, oh, I hope this doesn't just become a Jackson HOH. And Kat was like, I kind of hope it does, because then he'll piss people off. Then, immediately following, in Kat's conversation with Sis, Kat says to Sis, ugh, I hope this doesn't become a Jackson HOH. And Sis is like, oh, you know it's going to. Oh, it's going to be terrible. Because Holly doesn't have a backbone. Oh, it's stupid.
This is pretty much the perfect position for Kat to be right now. It's very impressive how she's able to incept these people with these little one-liners. And Holly is the HOH, so you know she's good. This is going to be a great week for her to kind of like hope that Jackson rubs people the wrong way, but also not have to deal with any repercussions, because I think she's going to be okay. This was very nice to watch, very fun to watch. Kat's growing more and more on me every day.
She's really, really wants to take Jackson out. And I think that is, it's very good for us. You know, if she had a personal connection to anybody other than Holly, I think that she would really be able to make something happen. The fact that Holly is the thing holding her back, I think is our one worry here. But man, that was, I really enjoyed that. And I'm really looking forward to Kat's progress here. I think Kat is probably one of our best hopes in terms of helping flip things around here. Kat and Cliff are both positioned in the middle of the back and forth, the schism in the six here. And we'll talk about Cliff as well, but they're both playing both sides and to I think some decent effect.
Yeah, no, I think they're situated in a position where they can do that and they're not going to get caught in a malicious way, kind of like how Bella did. I don't think it's going to blow up in their faces like that. I think that because of the way the cracks have formed in the last couple weeks, like you said at the start of this, we're looking at kind of like, okay, well, no matter what happens, it's Nick and Sam. This is kind of the perfect week to just keep pushing stuff like that. Keep like subtly hinting at Jackson, throwing him under the bus and taking information here, putting it over there and vice versa. So I think they're situated really well. And I do think Kat's the one to lead us to the promised land of the no Jackson zone.
Yes. And Kat has Christie's ear again. There's a little bit of a crush there. And and Kat has really been fanning the flames of, you know, Jackson. He makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't like the way he treats women. And that really gets into Christie's head. And then she's doing things like, oh, I want Jackson to take over Holly's HOH. Oh, sis, I hope Jackson doesn't take over Holly's HOH. I love it. All right. So, Sis is like, oh, Holly doesn't have a backbone, as though Sis would have one with Jack.
Yeah. Sis really, really feeling herself by doing nothing and expecting the world to be handed over to her.
Mm. Holly is going to, however, offer to have Christie and Sis sleep upstairs with her. And immediately, I literally wrote down, this is probably the smartest move she's going to make all week, because seriously, there is a split happening. And if she had Jackson upstairs, I'm mad that she was smart enough to do this, because I want her to make the mistake of being upstairs, you know, constantly with Jackson and just, you know, further isolating herself. But no, she has to be smarter and invite Christie and Sis up there. People really, really underrate how important it is where people sleep and where they spend their time. And it's very important that she maintains her connection there to Sis and Christie. So very good move. And it seems stupid to say, oh, such a great move to have people sleep upstairs with you. Genuinely, though, this is very important for her.
Yeah, no, it's very, very smart. Boston Rob has kind of talked about this for Survivor. I do think some of it does translate here, because we're talking about this, you know, separation, dissension between Jackson and Christie in particular. She kind of talked with Jackson, and I think Jackson, for as much as, you know, Jackson needs his time with Holly, and like we've talked about how big of a deal it was to him this week, she somehow made him realize, like, hey, this is for the game. It's important. And he accepted it. I don't know if he, like, 100% was good with it or not. But then this is good for someone like Chrissy, who now thinks, yes, Jackson can't sully my name because I'll be right there. So that solidifies that. And then the girls, they've talked about wanting to do this. Like, Chrissy last time was like, yeah, we haven't had a sleepover in a hot minute. Like, this will be fun. It's the perfect move. And she doesn't isolate herself with Jackson. Lord knows that shower is going to be there for a week, so they're probably going to make use of it at some point. But to not do it on a night like this, to have that comfort room for, you know, the have not that was Christie for that entire, like, last week. Good. This is all good. Good, good, good. Thumbs up from Holly.
Yes. And now, of course, she just needs to follow through for the rest of the week and not spend all of her time with Jackson. But it's a lot easier to do that when, like, that's where people are staying. You know what I mean? So we'll see how it goes. Jackson is going to apologize to Sis for cheering so hard for Holly. It became obvious that Sis was pretty upset about it. It was not the best apology. It was more of like a, what am I going to do? I would have cheered for anyone. And so I don't know. I don't think Sis is like totally over it. She says, oh, it's fine. I'm over it. I'm over it. But
yeah.
You know, when you feel genuinely apologized to, and you're like, you're feeling good about it, your response usually isn't, I'm over it. It's usually like, oh no, don't worry about it. It's totally, seriously, it's fine. Please don't worry. I'm over it. Just,
yeah.
Like, I'm over it implies this had nothing to do with you. I have moved past this on my own because I'm bigger than this situation.
Yeah. And like, the thing is, when it's someone you really like or really care for, if they apologize, you're like, you know, that means a lot. Thank you so much. But when it's someone you don't like, you want that time to just bitch about them and like talk smack. And I feel like by him apologizing, she's like, yeah, I'm over it, whatever. And then she's like, but I'm not done talking. I'm not done roasting you. I'm not done complaining about this. And you're robbing me of that. So that might even piss her off even more, especially when it doesn't come off as genuine. So we'll see how it plays out. I honestly think by tomorrow, it'll like boil over and it'll all be fine. Especially if Jackson plays his cards of kind of not being a problem, and Holly and Jackson kind of still showing that, hey, we're all good. We're all together. Plus or minus Tommy talking to Sis and Jack talking to Sis. I think it'll be fine. In the moment, I don't think she bought it for a second. I think she was still mad.
Mm-hmm. So Holly's initial idea here is that she is thinking about putting up Nick and maybe a pawn. Pawn probably meaning Jess or Nicole would be my guess. Now, Christy is talking to Sis, and she says, no, that's not a good plan. Christy says to Sis, not to Holly, because it can be, you can get them confused sometimes, is that, that both Sam and Nick should go on the block together. No pawns. And Sis, of course, yes, I agree. Yes. And so they worry that Jackson and Holly will be hesitant to take the shot because they realize that they're at the bottom of the six and that they might want to use Nick and Sam for numbers. Now, this is starting to remind me of a situation once happened long ago in the Big Brother 21 house when Nick and Bella were upstairs contemplating who to take their shot at. And the people downstairs were like, well, I hope they don't realize that they should be taking some kind of shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. Placed in a good position, it makes sense for them to do that, especially after the events that have transpired this past week of Jackson kind of being made aware that, hey, you're in the bottom, or starting to feel that he's in the bottom. Logically, all of that makes sense. What will happen, though, the reality of the situation is Jackson's going to be upstairs being like, yeah, no, I think Sam and Nick, that's what I would do. That's a bold move. That's what should be done. So they shouldn't worry because they're all dummies. But it's very good place position of fear because that is logically what should be the problem, but it isn't.
Yes. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Now, Kat is going to be spending a lot of time with Nick and Sam across the night. Now, she doesn't get blamed for it, but it is something that she should be wary of because Christy is going to point out that Nick and Sam are trying to get close to Kat. And that's, you know, you don't want to get dragged down by that. They are very likely going to be the ones that are in trouble here. And one of them will likely be going home this week. So Jackson talks to Holly, and as you mentioned, Jackson suggests that Holly put up Nicole as a pawn because here's the way he describes it, right? You know, if I were HOH, I would put up Nick and Sam right on the block. You know, that's a bold move, but that's just me. I think for you, it's more right for you to put up somebody like Sam and Nicole. You know, not bold. It's, you know, that's the bold move that I would do. I don't think that's necessarily right for you. You're not quite that bold, I think, is the implication there.
Yeah, it needs cojones that have been down in Old Spice.
I'm the man. I can pee on myself and then wipe it off with deodorant. And, you know, I'm just bold like that. I don't know if you have that boldness in you.
Yeah, well, what a guy. Truly a representation of all millennial men out there, isn't he? Ugh.
These podcasts are much stranger to me when now that Cliff has explained RHAP and people like Christy are like, I can't wait to listen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how weird is it going to be if Jackson listens back to this podcast?
Jackson, don't do it. Stop using roll-on.
You got to stop the deodorant, man. It's you got to stop it.
Yeah. Never do this again. You all messed right up. You're going to get called out for it. Yeah. So yeah, that was awful. I think him insinuating that she can't do what he does because she is not bold enough. I think she should just put him up and show him who is really bold. But obviously that's just me having fantasies.
Mm. So, yeah. All right. So she had been thinking, as she tells him again, Nick and a pawn was what she had been thinking. No real conclusions from the night in terms of what she's actually thinking about doing come the morning. So we're looking at something probably like Nick and Sam or Nick and Nicole or Sam and Nicole. I would guess, you know, Jackson wants one thing, and a lot of people are talking about how this is going to be Jackson's HOH. But my guess, given the history of the season thus far, is that if Jackson wants something and Christy wants something different, then Christy's thing is the thing that's going to happen.
Exactly. And given that Christy just slept in the HOH room with Sis and Holly, and they are awake right now having breakfast, which we will definitely get to later. I think you're right. Christy is going to get the final say in my humble opinion. And we are probably going to see Sam and Nick on the block. But also coming into this week, it was kind of, we knew it was going to be a mixture of these two and a third person who will either be a victim of the veto or something to be there. So this is on point.
Yes. All right. So Jackson is going to talk with Cliff, and Cliff is going to be like, hey, do I have anything to worry about? And Jackson says, no, absolutely not. Your word is good. Our word is good. You are totally fine. Nothing to worry about this week. Jackson also throws out, he starts to confide in Cliff. And this is, again, we're seeing the cracks here in the six, and we're seeing that both Kat and Cliff are well positioned in between both sides of those cracks. Now they just have to not get caught. Jackson is going to confide in Cliff that Nick has been telling him that Christy wants to take a shot at him, and he and that she thinks he's disrespectful to women and all of this stuff. Like, he's not sure if he believes Nick, and Cliff, I think, correctly is going to be like, oh, I don't know, that doesn't sound right to me. You're definitely not going to catch me saying bad things about Christy. That's not something I'm going to do.
Yeah, Cliff's been bit by that before. Never again. Never again.
Yes. So Jackson goes on to imply that, like, hey, you know what? People have changed their target before. You were coming after Jack just last week, and now we're working together. In a couple of weeks, maybe some targets are going to start shifting.
Yeah, it's like maybe.
The implication here being that this six is not super solid. Maybe that they need to take a shot at Christy, and maybe Cliff can help him do that.
Yeah. Now, the best part was, so you went after Jack. That was obviously a mistake, obviously. But in a couple of weeks, that's not going to be the case. Let's just leave it at that. It's like, okay, you've really left it to the imagination here.
Yes, and Jackson also talks about how he overheard Cliff Notes one time, but didn't tell anybody about it, and that that he overheard that Cliff wanted to work with him, so he knows that's a thing, and so, you know, they can make something work here. So Cliff now has a lot of ammunition on either side of this, and will have his pick, I think, when the lines are drawn.
Yeah, this is kind of like, for me, if I ever think about, like, and when I think about playing, this kind of like the sweet spot to be in. You're a free agent, but also people are comfortable enough with you that they'll just talk to you about stuff that they probably shouldn't be, and you get to, you know, accumulate currency, accumulate social capital, and like kind of use it to your benefit. I think being a vault right now is the perfect spot for him to be in. He did make this deal with the six, which it looks like they fully intend on following through for this week. There's bigger fish to fry. So all Cliff needs to do is hang back, chill, and just gather information for the oncoming civil war that's going to happen at some point. And then he'll be ready to feed them ammunition and then pick a side and run with that side.
Yes. So that's what we have going on there. Very promising stuff still. Again, this is more for, a couple of weeks down the line. And I really, really hope that this twist doesn't somehow screw it up, because you know what? It probably will.
Last year.
Again, because look, like, there are cracks forming. Like, you want people to feel comfortable. That's how you get them to start turning on each other. When people feel like, hey, everything's fine and I'm kind of bored, they start to look for enemies within themselves. But when you present them with an external threat, and whether that's whether that's being called out in an eviction speech, or more often production introducing twists that are a threat to your safety in the game, you stop focusing on the people next to you and you start saying, hey, let's team up to combat whatever it is that's fighting us. So I worry about that. I do.
You always side with the known to face the unknown in a situation like that when a twist gets thrown in here. So if it does happen, I do see everyone kind of like scurrying back together and like picking up the pieces that they all have had the whole time, as opposed to starting to look at picking the pieces within the stuff they've had that benefit them better in the long run.
Yeah. It's what I talked about when in terms of appealing to fear versus appealing to greed. Like, in order to appeal to somebody's greed, they need to feel comfortable enough to do it. And that's like appealing to their greed is what Big Brother is based on. It makes you feel powerful. It makes you feel strong enough to make a move against other people. But twists come in and they appeal to fear, and they make you start to play based on that fear rather than on the greed. And so you get less aggressive gameplay and you get more fear-based gameplay. And so look, I am not 100% anti all twists, because some of them can be interesting. But I do worry that this coming twist is not going to be interesting, because you know what? I think like 95% of twists are poorly thought out and lead to bad outcomes. So that is my position right now. I am fearful for the future, but maybe 5% hopeful that it'll be something interesting.
Yeah, I am also fearful when the voting gets turned over to us, the audience, because I am terrified that some of us are going to misconstrue what the rules are and how it's going to work, and the wrong people are going to get what they're going to get. So it's going to be a very terrifying wild card twist that's coming up.
Yeah. All right. So Kat mentions to Jess that she dropped after Jackson on purpose. This is when we find out for sure that it was the case. And then we also get from Kat. Kat says that tells Jess that she voted Jackson out in her vote to evict. And she says that she will continue to do so until he's gone.
All right. I would love to see it. If we don't see it, I would assume they've talked to her about it. So I have fully believe that she's going to do it.
Yeah, I would expect that they're going to be like, no, Kat, don't
stop
it. Yeah. You're going to ruin the joke. Christy is going to feel a little uncomfortable with the whole situation of Nick going to Jackson and spilling all of this information. She really wants to like call Nick out and be like, hey, I'm not coming for Jackson. I never said those things. Where did you even hear those things? But she's going to get talked down by, you know, Tommy and Holly. Like, don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah, I think honestly, don't. Like, we have seen this happen where someone who's just on the complete outs there, he's already on the outs. He's already on the, like, no need to ostracize this guy. No need to hold a town hall meeting to like sully him and like sell him down the river. Just let it be. It doesn't matter.
I think she wants Undeniable Part 2 to happen. Yeah. It was all Nick. It was all him. It was nothing. Again, this is really like very reminiscent to what happened with Nick and Bella, and grateful to now Jackson and Holly with Six Shooters. So we'll see.
Yeah, two on two deniable.
would you go 18? The sequel, if it starts with 9?
I think so. Un-18-able.
Boom. That's close to undateable.
Yeah, which everyone is.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Puya?
Yes, I would like to talk a little bit about my morning. So I woke up, I spilled coffee, I made coffee, I sat down, I caught up on feeds. So what I do is I open a window and like look up the stuff that I slept on. And then I have the live window if someone's there just to keep an eye on stuff. For about 2 hours and change, I watched Jackson slice every piece of fruit known to man in the kitchen and built this big bowl of fruit and cook bacon and make other stuff, really chefing it up, you know, celebrating his new freedom, or always had freedom. And then, right before we got on, he brought all this upstairs, woke the girls up, because Jackson want to do what Jackson want to do, woke them up and said, and didn't say anything, just left. You know, it's kind of like, it's like he made them breakfast, is what I'm trying to get at here. He made them an HOH breakfast. He brought everything up. But it's kind of like that thing of like, oh, can I buy you a drink? And they're like, no. It's like, can I buy you a drink? Okay, sure. I was like, all right, I bought you a drink. Now I can do and say whatever the hell I want. Because like now he's like, I made them breakfast, so I can wake them up, force them to sit down and eat. But I say all this, looks like so far they're happy with the gesture. They've seen it. It is a big spread. He's given them a full HOH breakfast. And I do think a little bit of gesture like this could help build goodwill for him with Christy and with the Alliance, for at least the very moment. So as much as I would like to sandbag it, I think it was a good move in the right direction for him to patch up stuff that has been dividing this past week, or at the very least to get them through this week.
Yeah, so far, I'm not seeing what I wanted to see from the Holly HOH, which is further isolation and arrogance. Holly has taken the opportunity to invite Sis and Christy into the HOH room, and now Jackson is cooking for them. That was one of Christy's big complaints for Jackson, was that he expected everyone to cook slop for him and then ate all the food and would never cook for anyone else. And now he's here cooking people breakfast. I think that, you know, not having to eat in the shower has helped his mood some. And he's getting, I talked about this before, Jackson, very two-faced, very, very good at pretending to be like this, like, oh shucks, I'm just a great guy and I'm real genuine. And so I think that the being a have not really stripped that away from him. But now that he's able to eat his own foods in public and not in the shower, and now he's in power again, he's building that wall back up, and he's making people breakfast, and we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
I mean, it is a little ironic that he's like, it's a lot of food that this guy sliced up and put out there. If any other person potentially would have done this, they would have probably gotten a sit down from Jack.
Oh, like, Ovi would have knocked on the door and they would have been like, no, Ovi, put the food back. Yeah.
No.
How many eggs are in that?
Yeah. So hypocrisy is a lovely thing.
Yeah. All right. That's what we have for you today. If you did not tune in last night on Twitch, then you missed out because we had fun. Make sure you find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Hit the follow button. It's a little heart and you can be notified when I go live in case something crazy happens and we need to talk about it immediately and have parties or sad therapy sessions.
Everything goes. Everything goes.
You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren. You can find Puya at Puyaism, and I will be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern regular time to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. We're I'm sure going to get more talk about nominations and then the nominations themselves, so should be an interesting one with Liana. And then Sunday night we will be live once again to recap the Sunday night episode. We'll see this HOH competition play out, and I do wonder how much of the Jackson saga we're gonna get during that HOH competition.
Yeah, I'm very, very curious to see what we're gonna be showing and what we're not gonna be showing.
I mean, we did get Cucumbergate, so I feel like we're probably gonna get this.
Yeah, like this season has been a little bit more OTT than others. We've gotten the salad comment, we've gotten the Papa Nut from last night. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw this and they, I don't know how they're going to punt it up. So we'll see if that's the thing they do. Maybe not. It's all going to be fun on the Sunday episode because we are going to find out potentially the field trip stuff. It's going to be a good episode to watch out for.
Yes. All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you once again for joining us, and I will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.